ีโฆษณาอย่างเดียวแล้วพี่น้อง
An alliance of anti-government groups organized Tuesday's rally, bringing tens of thousands of people onto roads surrounding the Thai government's administration building. Protesters say they plan to blockade other key government buildings. They demand that Prime Minister Samak Sundaraway stand down. They accuse his government of corruption and say he's merely a stand-in for former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat. There have been smaller protests nearly every day for 3 months. Opposition leaders called for a massive rally for what they call D-Day to pressure Mr. Samak's seven-month-old administration to resign. Kun Kantana has attended many of the protests.
We don't want the Samak government because he's very corrupted, and he is a nominee from Thaksin government, and Thaksin is not really gone. He's a billionaire. He took a lot of, he exploited Thailand and took everything, and he's got lots of money, so he can pull all the strings.
Mr. Thaksin held office from 2001 to 2006, when he was ousted in a military coup after being accused of abusing his power. He faces several court cases on corruption charges. Earlier this month, he fled to Britain, saying he would not get a fair trial. Mr. Thaksin denies any wrongdoing. Earlier Tuesday, up to 80 armed men, claiming they were anti-government activists, broke into the studios of a state television broadcaster and temporarily disrupted broadcasts. While rally protesters cheered news of the incident, it is not clear who organized it. Police made several arrests at the television station, but the overall police presence has been modest, apparently as the government seeks to avoid violence. Chum Lela Yuwa, an advertising industry executive, says many people are attending the rally to literally blow the whistle on corruption.
We blow the whistle. We blow the whistle now. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? We send a signal to all the Thai people that the government no longer legal. He's got to be out.
Protest organizers were expecting as many as 300,000 to attend the rally over the length of the day, although around midday, police estimated the crowd was around 30,000. Thailand has been racked by political divisions for nearly 4 years as the middle class turned against Mr. Thaksin. But Mr. Thaksin remains a popular figure among the urban and rural poor, largely thanks to his planned cheap health care and low-cost loans for village projects. Mr. Samak's government has maintained many of those programs. The rally led share prices tumbling on the Thai stock exchange in early trading. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.